Mordechai, same thing we spoke about yesterday, but he's a little bit longer than the Rosh. Okay, it's on, if you have my Mordechai, it's on page Hey, top of column 2. Shamati, it's Tavshin Samech Hey. Shamati al Rabbi Min Menachem, Shem Mekadesh Belali Rishona Shal Sukkos, Ve'ma'acha Shechiyonu Ad Lachar Kiddush, Ve'ad Lachar Birch HaSukkah, Kedei She'ipoter Bizman Echot, HaKiddush HaRegel, Ve'azman HaSukkah. Right, kill two birds with one stone. Uvalayla Shnia, Dein Levarach Suzman HaYeshiva Sukkah, Kima Kiddush HaRegel, Ve'amakma Shechiyonu, Le'Birch HaSukkah, ומיד אחר קידוש הרגל עוד יחד לבוא ברך הזמן על הקידוש של הקסם ולא ישיב את סוכה למי שבירך עליה הזמן ולא על הראשונם סלו צור לברך זמן עליה. That's how we pasken. Skipping the brackets. ורב יו קוסף דיש לברך זמן גם בליל שני אחר לישה בסוכה דיח נהז יוכיח לא קוי זמן על עבדולה פפיקן על מזמן אחריה. Period. I wanted to show it to you inside, and the Mordechai is a little bit more elaborate. Fine. This is very nice. So, on both sides, we have to discuss along these lines a very serious, serious question. Serious question. Again, we saw Tosis Mem Vav Amud Aleph. This is where it all starts. Remember Aleph Tosfos says a chiddush nifla v'noira, that everyone agrees. Let's read the Gemara again. Tana Rabbanan, the end of Remember Aleph, towards the end, fifth wide line. Also sukol liatzma mevorach baruch shechiyon nichlas leishiba omer baruch hashekdeshanu hoyis asuyu v'medes im yochol chash b'dava. Get the impression from the Gemara. Only time you make a Shechiyanu on Sukkos is if you didn't make a Shechiyanu when you built the Sukkah. It's come out before us in the Gemara. So Tosfos talks about it. Nichnas v'dilok Amar v'vorach Shtayim kitigotani sefer basuya v'medes ben yochal chanish b'davar mashma. The nafik had the biruch asiya Shechiyanu. Frank Tosfos, what about Yontif? Yonder, Pesach, Atzeres, what's going on over here? Shema, the cave in the machas, sukkah machas chag ka'asya, svaru, tizman di do af alpi shabirch b'chol, potru af b'chag, tizman ki osya machas moed kosi, afilu b'le yontif, how do you know? Cholamoid. So we asked the kasha yesterday, the Ochaner, it's not a fair comparison. Cholamoid, yontif started already, so he yontif was manazeh. But here, it hadn't come yet. What kind of comparison is that? So I want to make the following discussion. The Zman of Regel and the Zman of the Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah is one and the same. They coexist. Therefore, you don't need a second Shechiyanu. I'm not in the Sukkah right away. I go to Sukkah, let's say, only tomorrow, things of this nature. Doesn't make a difference. If I go tonight, it's also not the same moment. The mitzvah starts at Shkia or Seis till I get home from shul. It's an hour later. Doesn't make a difference if it's the next day or if it's an hour into the night. The zman of the beginning of Yontif, the beginning of the mitzvah Sukkah, the Gadol, is identical. So that's zman hazeh. That's the Aruch Hanes. Yes, that's right. Zman is one zman. But Asiyas HaSukkah, when is Asiyas HaSukkah? When can you start? When can you first make the bracha about Asiyah? Anyone know? I'll make a sukkah Rosh Chodesh El. Can I make a bracha of Shechiyonu Zman Hazeh? What do you say? Anyone have a suggestion when? Shloshim Yom. You got it exactly right. Why don't you open the Mishnah Berurah? He quotes it. It's a ritva. Tov Reish Mem Aleph B'Yolocha. Mechavas is a osa sukkah ben yatzu ben acher ena mevorach al asiyasa, aval shechiyonu Hayurah levarach kishosas aliatzmo says in Priyolocha kishosas aliatzmo. Vedavka kishosas tov shloshim lachag. Aval kodem shloshim afal pishik sher kishosas l'shem chag and levur v'smatar lav. Nikomako lo mikri shas asiya levarach aleh azman ayin shom. What is ayin shom? What's ayin shom? It's very unclear. It doesn't exactly tell you what does it mean, ayin shom. Doesn't say. So the answer is the source for this all is a Ritva. And the Ritva explains that, well, I guess I should show the Ritva, no? Ritva's on the spot. On Bimkomo. Could be seen on the Mar Makomo, so I don't remember. It's right here on our daf. Well, let's see what's here. Oh, hostul that's on his man. Pirish, watch the Ferish. Bisha saw Toshloshim Yom Lachag. The Chayla Alech over Sukkah. Avalo Kodem Shloshim Yom. What's the source? Paradoxically, Pesach. It's a parakam of the psachim. They need beer. What is beer? That you only make a bracha, presumably he holds, and beer chametz, if you do your bedikas chametz, within 30 days, you know, it's already a chiyuv of getting rid of the chametz. How do you like that? So he compares sukkahs to Pesach. Okay. So therefore, this man, asiyas a sukkah, starts 30 days before sukkahs, ends a chalamayit. That's why Tosfos compares the two. Tosfos compares Shechel Azman Azef and before Sukkos to Chol HaMoed. To Chol HaMoed. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, even though one is after Yom Tov came in, one is before, doesn't make a difference. Who cares? This Zman Azeh is a long Zman. This Zman that's relevant to the mitzvah of Asiyah Sukkah can start from 30 days before. When if you, this, the Chi already started, as we just saw in the Ritva. And it ends on Chol HaMoed, Shana Rabbah. You have to build a sukkah. If you have the sukkah, you have to see the sukkah on the Shana Rabbah too. Oh. So here's a kasha which I'm going to tell you, I'm not sure the answer to. Not sure the answer. Don't know. The Gemara has over here, Rabbi Osei, Amar Avashi, Chazin Rav Kahana, the Kamal of the Kulu, Akasa de Kiddusha. So all I mean is we don't make a bracha on the building of the Sukkah Shechiyana, we wait till the Kiddush. That's our minig Yisrael. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Ella, she'anu somchin al zman, she'anu omrim al kol shel Kiddush. Stop right here. So we all know we followed the Gemara. Rav Kahana did it. That's what we do. Okay. I have a very serious problem. There's a problem which is, if you look at your Shari Tshuva, he basically raises the problem. If you look at the second wide line, we'll start the first wide line. First wide line is Shari Tshuva and Siman Tov Reish Mem Aleph. I and the other B'mogad Aram Siman Tov Reish, that's Simchas Rosh Hashanah, Shekosav, the Yesh Tohim, Likach, Af B'Yomtev, Prichodosh, L'Leil Sheni. V'Tolosu, Rosh Hashanah Kedusha Achasu. The Behetah quotes it over there. Everyone knows, I assume in your house, in the second Arashah, you had some kind of funny fruit. It's kind of dragon fruit. I'm not sure. Alright? Because it's a machloikas. It's quoted actually over here in the Rosh and Sukkah, what he made. Is it Shachyon the second day Rosh Hashanah or not? I'm not going to that now. So we can't go into that. It's a long topic. But since this is what the Rami Wittenberg said, you know what? Get a fresh fruit and have it to solve your problem. So did it for Yom. This is ridiculous. Amaratzim. Rosh is Kedusha Achas, right? Yom Arichta. But otherwise, they make a Shechel Yom on the first. They make a Shechel on the second. They say they make Kiddush first. They make a Shechel. Not even a Shaila. Watch this. Well, your Rabba, cause of the Rova Olam, Nogan came, below Sheni the Sukkos. Not Pesach, not Shavuos. Sukkos. And he explains the reason. because of the Eish Lama Tamam, the Choshishin, Shema Zman, the Sukkah, the Larishin, Poter, Kirosh Hashanah. Why? Dafilu Afim Eyom Rishon Chol. Right, we're not sure. Next Wednesday night, right? Is it the 15th of Tishrei? Maybe it's the 14th. Right? That's the so-called hypothetical suffix. So let's say it's the 14th. So what? Mikol makom, igad desvirle, shabirich zman al asiyas asukah, afil de bechol, poter zman de chag. Taisus, you saw it. The sukah mikol achak osi. Ein sham tshuva sabach, I brought it with me, tshuva sabach, which is simon kuflam al beis, we'll see in a second. Sheva sham das post kemel. Wow. Yim kein yesh tom adal kol ponim hol, zman del del rishon kilu birich al asiyas asukah, because we don't hold a chachma yivro, right? The keva and the shaloya b'shlevatola pot is man dechag v'en tzorach levorach leil sheni machosofik poskim elu nogu kein to do what? A fresh fruit the second night of Sukkos. And I'm scratching my head and saying, this sounds logical to me. Anyone in his life ever took a fresh fruit the second day of Sukkos? To you and me, the fresh fruit doesn't accomplish anything in this manner, because any fresh fruit you can get 12 months a year, you do it anyway. Okay, so the ma'aser we pass the same shaykh only without the fresh fruit, bigger with it. But Sukkos is the same shaykh. What do you do with this? That's my question. This I'm not sure what the answer really is to this question. So this question is not my question. The Sefer HaMichton answers the question, and I have it here in the Kovetz. So we thank you for showing it to me. Do we have Sefer HaMichtam here? Will it be here, you think? Right, what do you say? Find out soon enough. Help me out.
Is it
original? Yeah! And you say, was he HaMichtam here? Don't have it. I feel very bad. Don't have HaMichtam. They have the Sefer HaShlama? They have that? Also not. These are Gedolei Rishonim, they don't have some of the prejudice against them, not so well known. I'll read you the words, I have it in front of me. Okay? Sefer HaMichtam is in the Yakovas Mefarshim and Spesach the Sukkah. On our daf. Watch this. Listen very carefully. Every word counts. Watch. Yesh sholim. Lama mevorachin shechiyanu klavu lelsheni. Migar lelrishin. Mishas asiyas asukah. Tamina begemara. Vibir shechiyanu mishas asiyas asukah. Lo yagzi yivarchenu bekiddush halakos. That's what the Gemara seems to imply. We saw only make shtayim if I see a meditate in the chash v'dava. V'tira t'rab bal hashlam. Hashlam was an earlier godot. I think it's all from southern France, Provencia. That's why they had michtam and hashlama. Some of them didn't make the cut over here for some reason. I don't understand why not. Bar-Ilan doesn't like these people. I don't understand. Okay, he says. The inn, Gora Vigora. Why? Shav the ki barach b'lel rishin. Watch the words now. The ki barach b'lel rishin. Niskaven shahayom hu ikar mitzvaso. The day of Yontif. That's the ikar mitzvah of Yontif. V'shema eino ad lemochar. Could be it's only the 14th in theory. V'lekach tzorach levorcho b'yom sheni. And he adds a few mysterious words. V'atam hazeh hu belulav gamke. Huh? Lulav gamke? Who's talking about lulav? We'll see soon. Okay. But he has the kasha. Tell us his kasha. They make a bracha on Yom Tov. No worse than Rosh Hashanah and Pesach and Shavuos. V'yesh loma. The kevan shebirich b'shas asiyas asuka. The ike yom tov zeh mishum suka. Birchas asuka ololo liyom tov ule suka. To make a bracha when you build a suka, there's no need to make any bracha on yom tov. That's the pashup shan daf moraf memvav. Then he has the following. Miu vadai im lo ochal besukah b'lel rishin. Why? Shomim onus achas. It's raining. V'lo birich shechayana b'shas asiyas asukah, which is aminik. Catch this now. So what are you doing? What are you doing when you make kiddush that night in the house? They didn't do it in the sukkah. We do it in the sukkah, right? But what do they do? They made a shechayana. That's not any other yontif. Mevorech also b'shas shemekadosh al hakotz b'soch Pesach, k'sha yomim tovim, so it's worse than Pesach. Uchsheyachzo lemocher o b'yom acher, v'yaschel lechol b'sukkah, choz mevorech nami shechayana b'shla sukkah. Do make a second shechayana. Rebbeinu shalaylam. What's going on over here? He starts off by saying, if you make a shechayana when you build a sukkah, there's no shechayana when you don't have sukkahs. If you make a shechayanu on the first in the house, then there is a shechayanu when you first walk into the sukkah. Make up your mind. Either two shechayanus or there's one shechayanu. How do you resolve this? Yeah.
Excellent answer. I have only one question to ask you. If that's the case, that the Shechayanu, because you postponed it, you built your sukkah on Tzom Gedalia, like many good Jews did this past Sunday. Stay off for work, can't eat, let's do a mitzvah, let's build our sukkahs. Many, many sukkahs went up on Sunday. Good. Within 30 days, no problem. Good. Fine. So you met the Zman Hazeh. What is the man as that? What's the man as that? I'll call it the sukkah season. The sukkah season starts 30 days before sukkahs and ends on the Shana Rabbah. You go as man as that, the sukkah season. Good. So, done. Everything's done. There's no more shachar on the sukkah season. I already made a bracha on the sukkah season. Right? Because it started. Good. Fine. But if I decide to follow Rav Kana and postpone my bracha till when? Till the first night of sukkahs when I make kiddush. Which are Arminic. What are you saying, basically? Although in theory we could still make a bracha when we build a sukkah on Tzom Gedalia. No. We decide we're going to make the bracha only on this coming Wednesday, week from Wednesday night, which on our calendar says the 15th night of Tishrei. And therefore, we don't say, look, you already made out Zman Hazeh, including the whole season from Tzom Gedalia or earlier even, until Hashanah Rab. No. He constricts the word, the expression of Lazman Hazeh, Shechayanu Yigmur Lazman Hazeh, to Yom Tov. To Yom Tov. That's what you're basically saying. Fundamentally. One second. I have a question. Before you improvise, I have a question. But if you're right, and I think it's a very good svara, it makes a lot of sense, shouldn't it come out that in case next Wednesday night happens to be the 14th day of Tishrei, which we have to make believe it may be, that's all shant of shady business, in which case perhaps that bracha would not be effective as far as the mitzvah of sukkah is concerned, because it's not yontif yet. So therefore, if that's the case, we should follow Chachmei Yevra say that no, if you make the bracha when you build a sukkah, that's one thing, but if you make the bracha when you come in on the first day of Yom Tov, if that's chol, then the Shechayanu would not be good. And therefore, according to Chachmei Yevra, said the Rosh explains, on day two, what should come first? Leishim Besukkah, and then Shechayanu. That's the problem which I have with your pshat. It is a great pshat, but I'm trying to figure out how to pull the blanket from both ends, you know, and cover my feet, cover my head. I'm having difficulty. What's your proviso?
You can't say Shechayanu when there's sorry.
Okay, that's already a little bit philosophical, but let's put that aside for the moment. Okay, fine.
So it comes out, Rabbosai, it seems to me that having a new fruit on the second day of Sukkot is not so crazy. It's like, right? Since we, if you're Paschal like Tosfos, the Shechiyanu, Rabbosai, I'm turning two Pesachim together. You're Paschal like Tosfos, the Shechiyanu, they should be Sukkah, excuse me, Shechiyanu, Binyan and Sukkah, there'll be no Shechiyanu first night of Sukkot at all. None. And we Paschal that way. We pass from Sabbath Brachos Lahaka. I'll show it in a minute. And then we also pass like the Rosh against Chachma Yevra, that first Ayantif is not inferior to Shatz Binyan HaSukkah. If you put two and two together, there should be no Shechiyana for us on the second night of Sukkot. We had a dragon fruit, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's a tremendous kash. Tremendous kash. Tremendous, tremendous kash. Tremendous cash. I don't know. The Michtam asks the kasha. The Michtam gives an answer. I believe according to the Michtam's answer, you would have to put new sukkah before Zman on day two as well. I think that's what he implies. We'll get to see these things as we go a little bit more carefully. I'm going to read you the Michtam one more time and go back to the actual Hashlama. I have that too. Hashlama is different than you'll see. He calls it Hashlama, but something is different. So that's going to be a punchline here. But let's first go through the more. I want to show you things that I can show you on the screen. Because this is, I read you a long excerpt about Pet. You don't have it in front of you, it's hard to memorize it. And I want to come back to it at the end. In between, I want to show you things which you actually can see. Yes, I'm listening.
So then, how would putting sukkah before Zman help him? The Rebbe just said that.
No. So you put sukkah before Zman, you saw the Chachma Yevra. So the Shechiyanu you made with his svara, he had a gewaldig svara, that when you decide to postpone the Shechiyanu from Shas Asiyah to Shas Kiddush, what you are saying is, you want the Shechiyanu should be only on the Zman Hazeh of Yontif Sukkot. Not the Zman Hazeh of what we'll call the Sukkot season of building it, which starts a month before. So, whatever you have in mind. Shechiyanu v'kiyuanu yonel Zman Hazeh. What in your mind? What is the Zman Hazeh? So, the Zman Hazeh starts on Yontif. And therefore, maybe it's Taka not Yontif today. So, therefore, we understand why you make a Shechiyanu the second night. But, it's only one but. If that's the case, the second night should be the same as the first. They should be sukkah first, then Shechiyanu. That's my problem. That's my problem. To me, it's a very serious problem. Very serious problem. Okay. It's even up, so Lulashin is a little bit strange. What was his answer? He asked, why is there Shechiyanu? He says, Ki baruch b'larishin iskavein shayom u'ikim mitzvasa. And what will happen if he has kavana differently? Make a shachiyan. I'll have in mind the midst of sukkah, the sukkah season. And then it'll be different. The whole sukkah season, it'll be different. And the next night, there'll be no shachiyan at all. Pilpuling what comes first. There ain't no shachiyan. That was almost implicit in the mikhtam. The mikhtam. Now, Rabbosa, let's see the ritual. The ritual we do have, Baruch Hashem. I'm not going to show you the things which you do have. Did we get to it yesterday? I don't think we got that far with that. We spoke about it. I showed you that chilufi gersos right in the back. We never, that's not a good substitute for the original, obviously. Let's see the ritual. Oh, we're on the ritual. We're here already. I'm in the ritual already. I'm on it. It's on the screen already. Oh, slicha. Okay, watch this. Rabbosa, this is the paragraph, important. The Gemara of Kana pushed it till Kiddush. Yesh Mefarshim, the Latana de Masnisa, that's the original Brisa before Rav Kana. Kol Shlo Birich Zman B'Shas Maisa, when you built the sukkah, Shemavarach also B'Shas Knisa Zman Ze Olalo Afle Regel. So when I walk in to the sukkah, first night sukkahs, that works for two things: kill two birds with one stone. Rav Ashi Ashmina, the Rav Kana, in a Mavarach Zman Klal B'Shas Ma'is Asiyas HaSukkah, V'lo B'Shas Asiyas HaLulav, El Zman the Sukkah Manach Leg, Ad Leil Sukkah, Shemekadosh HaLakos, Masal HaBirch HaSukkah, V'Azman, Sh'ol l'shnei, two birds with one stone. Chem b'lulav, v'sadar azman b'shas netila, and birchas netila. And kocha kasa ruba the rabbanon zal, v'ama debar kavasayu, sh'lol l'vorach zman b'yes asiyas sukkah b'lulav. That's our meaning. Far of Kana, no? What's Rabbah say? Far of Kana, could you go wrong? Below Mechuvah, the Rish says it's wrong. It's wrong. So Tanoi kapti leverach mamish has ma'isik the katani behedjah to come for us lulav verach shechiyana. What do you mean? You can't go against the before Shabraisa. Rav Kana is an amora. You can't go against the Braisa. The katani nami yochal the chadish bedavim leverach miyad the chayil leverach is man miyad. Rav Kana hechi shavik ad shas asiyah. Well, what's this Rav Kana? How can he have the right to postpone it? Elevada, to the Tana the Masnisin, the Masnisa probably, Bishas Maisim Avarach Zman Ala Sukkah Ala Luluv, right away, when you make it. Vadayin, Shinichas Bo Leel Achag, O Afilu Lo Nichas Bo Klal, Chayav Loma Zman Achag Kodem O Achag Mikan, and if you look in the Ritva, it says Kodem, he adds a word, if you saw that, it's the footnote 234, call them knisasa l'sukkah before you walk into the sukkah, because they're two separate sukkahs. Shechinah on Yom Tov, like Pesach and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, and it's Shechinah and sukkah. So you make two Shechinahs. That was the original meaning. You make two separate Shechinahs, one on the mitzvah sukkah. If you didn't make b'shas asiyah, you make it b'shas knisa. One on beregel, two different. Can you imagine? Take two double Shechinahs every time, every first night of sukkah. That was the original meaning. Wow. It's crazy. You make a Zman on the Sukkah. When you go on the Leil Chag, right, you make another Zman before you walked in or afterwards, a la kos, within a regal. Fene Yosef is Mashal Sukkah Klal. So in other words, the regal is one thing and the Sukkah is another thing. So the one for the Sukkah could either be B'Shas Maisa, or presumably it could be B'Shas Yontif too. Also Rav Ashi Yomad Yochel Lifter Atzmo Achsha B'Sman Echad. Why? Kevin Sheshneim Boyin Ala B'Leil HaChag. For who? She is Sade Birchas HaSukkah Ala Kol Siach HaKiddush Yom HaKach Zman V'Yala Lo Zman L'Sukkah L'Chag. Aval Lo B'Rav Ashi Lifter B'Sman Shebishas Maisa Udu Kuli Alma Kol shebirich ala sukkah or ala lulav zman b'shas maisa, shuv ein lomer aleim zman on the sukkah itself, ela contra de tosfus, omer zman b'shas kiddush midin hachag. What the Ritva didn't tell us is how to do with the Gemara. The Gemara sounds klar like tosfus. The Gemara says, what do you want to say? If you couldn't be mechadish b'davar, then you're mevorach shtayim. But according to the Rifai, you're always mevorach shtayim. Always mevorach shtayim. Even if you did made a leish shechiyon when you built the sukkah, you're still mevorach shtayim that night. Leish of a sukkah and shechiyon. Why? Once for yomtiv, shechiyon for the yomtiv. So it's a gemara. The Rifai doesn't tell us how he negotiates the gemara. Sorry, it doesn't tell us. Interestingly, so we saw at the end of the shiur yesterday, the Ran, open to the Ran one more time. Very important, right? Yeah.
Doesn't he say you should make two
shechiyanos? I don't think he means two. I mean, I think I spoke wrong before. I don't say two shechiyanos on the first night sukkah. I don't think he said that. It should come out that way. If you didn't take a shechiyano when you built the sukkah, you should say two that night. But does he say it beferish? How do you read this over here? He says b'shas ma'isim b'varach. And despite that fact, when you come to the sukkah, Leil HaChag, so you make another Zman. When do you make another Zman? Either before you went to the sukkah, or later on Kiddush, we didn't regular. But he doesn't say beferish. What would happen if you didn't make the original Shechiyonu B'Shas Asiyas HaSukkah? Doesn't say. Yeah.
I would argue that if you don't make it, but if you didn't do it on the first you go in, you're first fulfilling the mitzvah.
Oh, we'll come to that. Hold on. Very good. Kosav arrived. Take a look if you have the Ran. Page Samach Aleph in our print. It's Chav Beis in the old print. Shut Simen Ches. We have Bar Makamis here. I wonder if we can find the Shut arrived. Always good to see things in the original. Let's see. Arrived. Let's take a look. Rav Kana, right? Our Gemara. He wants to know why make a Shechayanu on the Tkiya? And you don't make a Shechayanu by the Tilas Lulav. Oh, yeah, so we do. That's the Shoal's question. Where's the answer? Oh, man. Someone asked a question, right? Where's the question and where's the answer begin? You tell me that it's enough for the lulav and you say kiddush, so show for the same. And if not. Vada yofi hiksha. Oh, here's the answer. Zman Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not the rice, it's not regolim. Rabbonim compare it to regolim. It's the Rabbonim. Okay, what's going on here? Fine. Of course, I'm not going to talk about it right now. Fine. Shoshos the Raisi claims. Achidish Niflum. Fine. Now we pass in the Rabbanon and Kiyoshov is the Raisa. Look at this unbelievable rival. Lo Osi's man the Rabbanon and Rosh Hashanah, Dalakos, Umapik the Raisa on Kiyas Shofar. So you have to say it again. But Sukkah is the Raisa. Unbelievable. It's not with the Raisa. If there's no need to make his mind on the Tilas Lulav. That's what some suggest. Now, we don't follow this, right? We make a Shechar on Tilas Lulav. So that's what they're talking about for the moment. But Minogenish on the Omus Mab and the Tilas Lulav, that's the Minig which existed apparently, and he knew about the Minig. He doesn't understand why. Kitza, what they quote over here is just non-existent. I've noticed Mar Makomos are being wrong all the time. The Rav Yod didn't exist. The Rav doesn't exist. Okay, whatever. Do the best they can. Cause of the Rav, he's not here. Mi shalavachal besukal laila rishon. Alpha p shabirich zman bebeso. Sorek lagzal lemochak shiyosha besukal levorak zman im lo birch ole b'shas asiyah. Sheshem bevorak ala lulav zman. Alpha P Shikvar Birch also Balila. He said the opposite. Whatever. So that's something we want with the Maramakum with this. But that's what he says. Keep this in mind. Now, the Ramah passes this way. Open back to the Ramah. Come on. Back to the Ramah. So follow the paper trail. Tof Reish Mem Alp. Let's read it from the beginning. The Mechaber said what? The Mechaber said, we don't make Shechem, we build a sukkah, we wait until you make Kiddush. Fine. Ramah. V'lo ochal laila rishon ha-besukkah, af al pi shabirach zman bebeso, k'sheochal besukkah, so levorach zman ha-mishum ha-sukkah. Right? Berach zman ha-mishum ha-sukkah. See, Sagan, who said? Ran. Oh, this is correct. The Ran said so. Comes the Bar Heitev, Habach b'tshuvas im kuflam in beis cholik. Now I bought a tshuvas habach. I brought with me. Tshuvas habach. We know the bach from the start of the tour. We've seen it a few times already. This is tshuvas habach, kuf lamed beis. Okay. Quotes the Ran. Quotes the Ravid. Now, he quotes Tosaf Mem Vav. I'm reading a little brief excerpt. Shabirich Zman Asuka Basiyoso Ein Tzorach Levorach Zman Shadichos Leishabo Bishim Yom Tov. Okay. And then he says, if that is in fact the case, in this situation, the Ramah's case, sukkah, it rained the first night, didn't eat the sukkah at all, in the house they ate, did make a shechirah the next day when they go into the sukkah? Nira, ein levarech zman lemochab yom rishon. Either Ran says you do, and the Ramah quotes it, we don't pasken that way. It's a safek brocha levatola. How do you like that? Safek brocha levatola. That's quoted over here in the Ber Hayitim and the Shaar Tshuva. The Bach makes such perfect sense to me. Why? If Tosfos is right, that the bracha you make on Asiya, you don't make a bracha that night when you make Kiddush. It's only one Shechinah for the whole Sukkah season. So here you made the Shechinah for the Sukkah season in your house next Wednesday night. So then you're not going to make another one Thursday morning when the sun shines, you're in the sukkah. The Bach makes perfect sense to me. He argues with the Ramah. Okay, I have it open in front of me. If you have a chance, we'll see some of the highlights of Shuta Bach. You want to look it up later on. It's Simon Kuf Lamed Beis. But let me show you something you probably, I have, but you don't have, not all of you. The Mogan Avram on that Ramah. If you have a regular Shulchan Aruch, please open it up and look inside. It's always better to see things inside. The Magen Avraham says as follows. Tov Resh Mem Aleph. Magen Avraham. There's almost nothing. What he says. It says in the Ramah, Vim lo b'ochel ala rishona mesukah, the next morning you make Zman, Shariyonu. Well, he says this, V'gam Laila Shniyah, Ayin Tarsa. What in the world does he mean? What in heaven's name does the Magen Avraham mean when he has this cryptic statement, V'gam Laila Shniyah? Let's take a look at what the Mefarshim say. Watch, the two Mefarshim you see in green. Machza Shekel, Prima Gada. Let's go one at a time. Machza Shekel. What's a lama? Dim lo kein, lama yivarech zman, why make a shechayano in the first day in the sukkah? Dok fa birech bebeso, v'yotze yidei zman beregel. V'yim ishim zman, asiya sukkah, d'lo yosim zman shama bebeso. Yeah, no. Yesh lo lahamten ad leil beiz, v'yom azman bekirish, v'yetze yidei gam yidei zman asiyosa. Why? Dok v'lavochi ayaroa levarech miyad b'shas asiyosa. So the only time that you actually make a bracha is if it rains so much, it rained straight for 36 hours. It rained the first night sukkahs, the first day sukkahs, and take that back. It just rained two nights. Because if you ate the sukkah the first day, you will not make a shechayanu. You'd rather postpone it till the next night. Then you get your nevach and bad luck, it rains again. So then the second day, you'll make a shechayon. So that's the, now what's it based upon? Let's go back to the Prima Gadim and see what the Prima Gadim says, a little bit more arichas. Watch this. L'chora, ochel amocha, mevod b'yom rishon, yivarach zman ha-sukkah. Tshuvas bach, simakuf lam ha-beis, l'didan, yam terad leil beis. You're stuck. I would say even that's a shayla, because you already made a shayla. You don't want to regular the first two nights. If you're stuck, we'll see you soon in the Bach. Eli Rabba quotes it. He says he didn't have the Bach. He didn't have it. He only had the Eli Rabba's version of the Bach. Watch this. What did the Magen Avraham say? This is very lemaisa. First day in the sukkah, b'leil beis omer sukkah v'chakach zman, right? Because what's the rush of sorrow? You ate the sukkah the first night, even if it's cold, it's no worse than sasasiyah. But you didn't eat the sukkah the first night. So therefore, the Shecha Yonah has to go on the Sukkah. So you have to Sukkah Mechach Zman the second night as well. That's what Magen Avraham says. Shema Mino, the Biyom Rishon Ein Mevorech Zman HaSukkah. Because if you made Zman in the Sukkah the first day, then by the time it rolls around to the first night, you already took care of the Shecha Yonah on the Sukkah. Wow. The Bach. So it's the Mozak the Bach. And the Rabbi says it wrong. The Bach is wrong. You make Shecha Yonah on the first day immediately. Immediately. The Mahago. What does it say? Afal bi Sheochel Besukkah. What word did he leave out? He left out the word Lemochar. Didn't say the word Lemochar. The Ramah left out the word Lemochar. Says, but doesn't matter. Could be stomach of Perusha. It means Mochar. It's not clear. The long Ali Rabba owes Aleph and owes Med. I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you. Not this minute. I'll show it to you. And he has the following kasha. Watch this. Mamasiya Sagile. Masha de Bikomakom. Zmabishul Yomtav Omebulel Aleph. I base your Sip Sheva Taisis. That's not true. Rosh, Ran all say it's not true. Zman de Sukkah Potos de Zman de Regal. Sorachim is it. Vishani Zman de Lel Beis. The Zman Lel Aleph and Potter also, as Eli Rabbi says from a Kobo. That's what you just saw. Well. The Yesh Menichim Pri Chodesh Lel Beis de Sukkah. Kmar Shoshana. Hatam de Choshen de Kushin de Kobo. We just said the kasha, the michtam's kasha. Why in the world do you say Shech Yonah the second night? Shouldn't have to. So that's why you put a new fruit. Wow. Ulamasha kosu atosis din birich b'shas asiya sukkah ain't sorach v'roch b'zman b'regel klal. Once it's a toast, it's not a toast. Wow. This is a very important moment. So we stack it up again. Big problem, Rabosai. It's a very big problem. The Bach seems like he's right so far. So maybe we should spend some time looking at the Bach, okay? Let's take a little shit at Bach. It'll take a little while, but we have time. She's still not even halfway through the shiur today. And we have a lot to talk about. And we still have tomorrow, we still have Thursday. I'm saying shiur Thursday night. So I'm pacing myself. So be patient. I'm part of the Yom Iyun. Midnight, I'm saying, the midnight shiur.
We have almost Yom Iyun.
9:15 a.m. You didn't see the schedule? It's a Yom Iyun. Yom Iyun. If I can't finish the last segment of Ma'amar Karmis by Thursday morning, that'll be Shia Thursday night. So you may have them. You may be the only ones who have them. Well, it's for the whole yeshiva, but it will make a big swishy. Let's see. Let's go one step at a time. You know, let's not jump the gun. If we can, I have two more topics to talk about. Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, which is as you guys we talk about, and Simcha Biyantif. Those are the tools that the Ma'amar Karmis. Those two come before we get to the that bays with the Yom Kippur, whatever. Let's go. We'll see how fast we can go. This threw me for a loop. This whole story of the Bach. He says, "Ein levarach." Either Ra, the Rai, or the Ramah. No, you shouldn't do it. First, he quotes the Ra. Yeshet Moa. Maraya may be lulav. L'minogein of the mevarach and zman until the lulav yom rishon. The svila and the ain zman the kiddush pot is zman the lulav. Against the Ashlam and others, or the Raiva that we saw in the Shuta Raiva, Kemoshu Potas Man Asiya Sukkah, the Loka Bahag, Shaposka Barosha Sukkah, the Mirafkana, Misala Kasa Shamina, they told the Borg's man, Loba Sukkah, Loba Lulav, Ganloba Natilas Lulav, Sabakasa, right? The Bahag says, the Shachar and Kiddush takes care of Lulav too. We don't hold that way because I gave you the Orchanei as Pshat, because it's a different time. The Zman Hazeh of Sukkah is the same as the Zman Hazeh of Sukkos. But the Zman Hazeh of Sukkah is not the same as the Zman Hazeh of Lulav. Lulav starts in the morning. That's our distinction. But the Bahag disagrees with that. Okay? Where am I? I lost the place. Yeah. Here's a whole bunch of Rishonim. Shani Sukkah Yantav Shekem Nishneim Noogim Balelos can be Yomim. That's what Yantav Pada Zman Sukkah. Lulav Zman, yeah. So it's a different Zman. A different Zman, as I explained it to you. Fine. He quotes the Mordechai. The Bahag says, "Is it the Rosh?" Let's take a look at the Rosh. He says, I like to see things not only on screen, I like to see things in print. He quotes it for the Rush. Let's see if we can find it quickly. He's quoting the Rush. Rabosai. It's over here on Simon Beis. I didn't put it in the Ma'am Bekomis. I don't want to talk about Lulav yet. Lulav's supposed to be second semester. But what can I do? These things are intertwined. Simon Beis. Indians Mana Lulav Yom Mishin Beyond of Shani. Beyond of Shani. Okay. We make a bracha on Lulav Vishas Natila. That's what we do. Beyond of Shani. Rav Shlomo Rav Shimshin. The Shalzi makes Zman Lulav Beyond of Shani. Tvihani. The Bahak says Zman the Kasa Pot of the Lulav. You don't make a bracha on Shech. You're even not the region. Achit Shalani Bashani. Yes, it's a region. Well, then you Lulav Avsi in the Esmi Yamim. Reposak and Omas Mabi Yotu Shani, the Holy Germaja. The Mamana Shach Yotu Bisman Shama Biyam Rishon, I feel him Tinsel Lama Ducholu. It's no worse than Shas Asiyah. Against the Chachma Yevra. Against the Chachma Yevra. Okay? So, that's what he says. I don't want to get fakroch to this. Let's just go a little bit further here, back at the Chuvah Sabach. Okay? He says over here, close to Mordechai. Mesukah was also belele ke biyom. Birchas hakos potes man de sukkah. Shofa lula. Yom. Mai nyan in the birchas hakos shibbalayla. That's what the Chuvah Sabach says. I'd like to see my Chuvah Sabach. What do I do with it? Did I open it yet? Oh. I want to read it in print, right? I'd like to see these things in print. Okay. He says, the Mordechai is found in Simon Tov Shin Samach Tes. Open up, please, the Tov Shin Samach Tes. Let's see things in their originals. Mordechai Tov Shin Samach Tes. Second part of it. V'inna lo merochim shechayano asti asukah kemo shahosu v'chachamim atam v'nemorim. Yesh loma? Gives a reason. Again, it's a false Maramakum. These Maramakumas are all, that's the third false Maramakum I've seen, the Rav Yoh, and the Ravid, and the Mordechai. False Maramakumas. Okay, I'm sorry to say it. It's in the self-presumed non-existent sources, that's the problem. And let's go back over here, okay? Back. This is watch, here's important. En etzmoa, eich yiftu l'sman desukah, Kevin she'enu yoshev v'socha. He's sitting in the house. The ain't suffered the chavonas aleiv advaram olchim. The miachas hakavonas levorach gamal asukah. Shapir poter to sukah. He was in the house. Teda lo chilku acholku agonim achronim abahag u'shagonim the mei elamitam the mitzvahs lulav enam elabiyom v'lo belayla lo chilku lo mitam. Great ride in the Bach. They should have said Lulav's not there. They gave a different reason. Bingo. The Bach sounds so right, logically. So right. It brings a riot from Tosis. You know that Tosis. Right? Afrav Ligia Moid, Potel Zman de Chag, Kavanosa, Brocha, Gamal Chag, I told him Zman Azeh, it's all one big Zman. Kosh Kabin Didan, the Levad de Kavanosa, it's a Gamal Sukkah. On his given fairish bekiddish as yom chag asukas azeh, the pshita the pashalu the shivarach man the yant of hoysa kavanoso gamal asukas shuls given fairish bedvarov. Yeah. Fine. It sounds very right. Wow. Yeah. I derive it. Says even though you're mevorach al asiyas, so last mevorach is maviyotef. Yeah, the rival holds away, the eyes holds away, and I go. Maybe it means the Shil Degiborim. The Smak says Mevorach Shechiyanu and Mevorach Asasukah, etc. Nichas Asukah Lechel Mevorach Leishiv Asman Shulayom against Tosfos. There are many Rishonim who argue with Tosfos that are not You know, the Mak is fully aware of that. Abi Shabir was Mas Yasa Mevorach was going to Tosfos Asman Shulayom. So, yeah. Either Brisa. Brisa is Vakert. Lo Muchach Midi. Why not? The Afal Pid Lo Tana Bereshim Mevorach Shtayim. Kidatanya Besefer, Ikal Mema, it's gonna be Houdini. I think I got this one. The Kora the Resha Lo Osila Shminam Afa Pishik for Birch Zman Asiya Sukha Sorach Lachzal Vorok Zman Beshulayom. Kidatanya Besefer. I'm not trying to tell you that, but it's true anyway. Okay with the Besefer Katani, then Sor Lavorach Asiya Sukha Miyachad Lo Chidish Badava. Tony Behenja, the Mavorach Stein. The Tani Sefer, the Guluya Resha. That's a dochak teretz, would you say? That's what he answers. For these Rishonim against Tosfos. No. And the Ravid holds, that we paskin zman of Kiddush is not part of Lulav. It says it's a part of Sukkah. Not because the Lulav myths is a different time. Lulav is Eidol Lefaneinu, which has a brocha. So we understand the Ravid Shita. We're not coming here to say the Ravid is wrong. The problem, we pass like Tosfos. The Savik Brochel of Atala explains the Raivin. But, you know, it's a problem. The Raivin must hold. Ham Shabirach Zman Asiya Sorach Lachzal Levorech Shenichas Bo Bishul Ayom. But according to Tosfos and those that follow Tosfos, you can't do it. And therefore, what's a Savik Brochel of Atala? Then he adds, you think it's only Tosfos? Rashi holds that way. Where's the Rashi? Open back to the Gemara Bosai on Daf Nun Vov. Our Rashi, we saw it on the show yesterday. The Bach is very convincing. Now, I'm going to tell you right in advance. Don't. Eliyahu is going to slug him up piece by piece.
What
exactly is Rashi? Let's see right now. Rashi said, Nun Vav. Sugachach Zman, Mi Shalom Birich Shechayonu Basiyasa, Shoyes Asuya Vermedis. Sugachach comes first. What's the case? When he did not make a Shechayonu, when he made the Sukkah. So what's the Bach going to say? Because if he did make a Shechayonu, then what? There is no another second Shechayonu. You're arguing what comes first, the chicken or the egg. There is no chicken. There is no Shechayonu. There's no Shechayonu at all. If you made a Shechayonu, b'shas ha'siyas ha'sukah. That's why Rashi holds the same as Tosfos. That's what he says. What's the whole Gemara? What's Rashi? So what do you see? Yeah. So Rashi says, must be a Suyav medes. Mufurish mavur the gam Rashi holds like Tosfos. That bracha the b'shvirach asiyasa potel is mana ba b'shvil hayom afapid exanlogi hayom for the nipcha toch b'shul yom the same way sukkah part is yom so to do the other way around b'shul yom potel is mana sukkah afishen yoshe b'socha. Now it's true, he tells us he's honest, Bach's an honest man, that the rush it sounds like against Rashi. Tzumach Zman, Shalom Birach Asiyasa. Yeah. Nonetheless, despite that they argue with, but they all agree to this Nakuda. They all agree to Tosfos. Wow. Then he says, O Nirabeinai, let's say you want to disagree with me. He'll say, Zman Shabirach Bebesu Mishulayom, Eina Poto Zman de Besukah. Kevin Eina Yoshim Besukah, Lo Isakaman Osa de Barach Asukah. Okay. Mishulayom lechuda, granted. Afilu hachi ein levarech zman lemachar. Don't do it. Mishul sukkah. Why? Kevin lel sheni lefonav shetorach lachzal levarech zman mishulayom. For yours ye kavan also liftogam zman the sukkah. Okay, lami levarech biyom rishin brachol levatola shenet sricha. Even it's not levatola yet because it's with two brachos instead of one. You're not supposed to do these things. Afal Peter Lachatkilas of the Varach Asukam Yad Bishas Mitzvasa, Vlo Yachos and Lel Shani, Kame and Shana Osa Kane, Elamish Misavi Brochel of Atala, Yachol Yachos and Lachatkila, Telokani Kamish Misavi Brochel of Atala, the Mivarach Lamach of Yom Rishin, Bishula Sukha, called the Toast and the Rush and the Ran and Rashi, he threw in Rashi, ain't told the Varach Yom Shani is man Kalika, Kiyaki the Sfil of the Mivarach Zman Asiyasa, Sula Sol Vod Ma Bishula Yo, Shun the Sukha Makas Chakasi, Hokinami, Shemavarach lemocher b'yom rishon b'shul sukkah afilu chol So wait till the next night. What's the rush? Patience. Okay, certainly you should wait till the next night. Sofi Baruch Levat Tolem. Wait till the night. And the Rabbi disagrees. Yeah. He has a different sheet. Olididan, we have Leil Sheni Lefanov. Even the Rabbi would agree, wait till the night. Ad Khan, Ein Levaruch on the first day. That's the Bach. If he had his druthers, he wouldn't make a bracha the second day either. If it rained both nights, he wouldn't make any bracha. But he understands that he's a Tosfos, so he puts a couple of things together. That's the Bach. You should, if you made a bracha the first night in the house, you do not make a bracha the next day in the sukkah. If his logic is correct, if it rained the second night, you ate in the house again, you would again not make a bracha the second day in the sukkah. But he's going to go against the whole world. So he somehow can see. I don't know why he can see. Why does he concede the bracha? Should be ikvi. Shouldn't concede that either. But that's the reality. The bracha concedes.
So the bracha in the house is going to the sukkah.
That's what he thinks. Right.
And the second night.
Well, the second night you make a bracha of Shechiyanu again, because it's Yom Tov, like second night of Pesach, you make Shechiyanu. So you're gonna make a second Shechiyanu, but not in the sukkah aside from Kiddush. Now the Eliyahu Rabbah is a very great man. He takes about the Bach piece by piece by piece, and we're gonna have to try to mediate between these two gedolim. Right? That's my job today, to mediate, be a mediator. Watch, Eliyahu Rabbah. Watch this. Tough face in my mouth. The two long Eliyahu Rabbahs. Two very long Eliyahu Rabbahs. We're going to have to try this. We only have another half an hour, a little less. We have to try to summarize these two Eliyahu Rabbahs one after the other. We'll start with Sifkot and Beis. Tshuvas Habach Herich. Sorry, Rabbi Bach, you don't know about the Kolbo. The Kolbo holds that Lulav is not Zmana Balayla. Gives that reason. Afilu Hachi Pasak, the Tzorach Levarech, the next day, against the Bach. And his proof is no proof. Look what he's saying. The Olam Gama Poskim Shekosu Tam the Lulav Ein Zmana Balayla, which is the reason that we like, right? That's the Aruch HaNer's reason, and we show him to say it. Svile Nami Din Dehocha V'hai Dekosu T'lo Kosu Atam De Lulav Lefonav, which is the reason which applies here according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. Haina the Revusa the Av Chaya No Tela Lulav Balayla B'yodo Shem Avarach Zman. I'll be a mud the Bria. We'll start a new custom. You make Kiddush the first night. Sukkah, hold the lulav in your hand. One hand you have the cup, one you have the lulav. The maisa. But he said, even if you did that, it's still low money. Kevin Shah Zman Balayla. He calls the Shiboli Halekas, says that way. Also, you can say, Kevin Shah Onus Ainos Manas, raining. Period. I quote Toysvis with his Pshita, with his Kavachomer. It's impossible. The Haran calls his Svaras and Toysvis. According to the Bach, it's a Meir de Kakasha. According to the Bach, the Ran makes no sense. We saw the Ran quotes the Ravid, right? Just one more time, go back to that Ran. What page was it? Page Samach Aleph. The Ran quotes the Ravid. But right before that, Mashma din Birich Shechiyonah B'Shas Asiya. What's the Tosfos says? Pshat in the Gemara. Posh Pshat. The Bach's dog was a big dog. It's Tzmala. It's Tzorah Levar Moshim Yontif. Shem Mevorach Shech Yonah B'Shay Yontif. Efshar. Kev in the Sukkah Machos Chag. Kosya. Zman Di Do Pot Zman Di Chag. Like Tosfos. And he quotes the Rabbah. It doesn't say they're arguing. We're Bein Shalom. According to the Bach, they're arguing with each other. A Meiridik Akash. El Yerav has against the Bach. Meiridik Akash. Meiridik. To me, look at the Kolbo. who passed like Tyson is passing to Ravid. What's the Mechalik? Klor. Yomtev tough for the mitzvah sukkah, for those sukkah li yomtev, the sukkah ikar. I couldn't find this in the Kobo. I have the Kobo on my desk downstairs. I couldn't find it. It says page Mem Aleph Amud Dalet. When we have Kobo, it's going to go by page numbers, you think? Or by Simona? Let's take a break from the back for a minute and look at the Kobo. I looked this morning, I looked at the Maramakov that I had, I didn't have the page numbers. I have a fancy Kobo. I should look at my house. My house have the old Kobo. See, I wasn't thinking. I have an old Kobo. I wake up to the yeshiva and get the fancy one. Some of the old ones are better. They have the old page numbers. Let's see if you can find the Kobo. See if he says what he's supposed to be saying. Kobo, Rabbi says Kobo here? Kobo, I found it. Kobo. Goes by Simonim, not by pages. I think it's Simonai and Aleph, but I couldn't find it there. Yes, this is what I have. Well, I don't want to spend time. I couldn't find it in the printed one. I'm probably not going to find it in the screen one. This. I don't see it. Maybe it's the next Simon? Bays, maybe? Maybe. No, it's Lulu. Kids, I don't know where it is. If I find it, I will tell you, my boss. So far, I can't find it. Can't find it. If you find it, let me know. Okay, I remember tomorrow, if I'm right tonight, if I get home, I'll look at that page number. They give you a page number. My old one may not be able to find it. So if I can't find it. But it's quoting, I assume he's quoting it accurately. Okay. Weiter, Rabbo, say weiter. But look what he says, a brilliant word, Eli Rabbo. Brilliant. I can't show it to you. Shemachalak, the yontif tafel, the mitzvah sukkah, for the sukkah, the yontif, the sukkah ikar. I'd love to see it. So maybe like tomorrow I'll be able to find it. Okay? Some of sukkah's the ikar. To see why that should be so, though. I don't know. I have a suggestion, but let's go slow. How much did we arrive at? Shekosav lo birch b'shas asiyah? No, it's wrong. And the arrive to answer Tosis Kasha. Oh, yeah, this is a brilliant idea. Look at the Gemara, Bosai. Memvav, one more time. The Bach went through such a difficult teretz. Why the Gemara doesn't say Mevorach Shtayin at the beginning? Yeah, they were just waiting for the end to say it, but it points to the beginning too. That's a shver of art. That's a shver of art. That's Shtayim at the end, not the beginning. Well, it means the beginning too. Ah, come on. Difficult. He has, I think, a better teretz. I like his teretz better. Eliyahu Rabba. Look what he says. Hodlo tani bereshim v'kshibirich b'shas asiyach sh'nichos b'leishabo v'roch Shtayim. Look at his teretz. Beautiful. From the lo psikale. Why? The dafka sh'nichos b'lel rishon hu de mevorach zman al hayom. Ma shenken k'sh'et nenas v'nichos l'mocha ein mevorach zman Kevin Shekot Birich Mishas Asiya. Meridik. Mashengen Besefer, Tlo Birich Mishas Asiya. Tonel de Oz, Koshen Nicholas, Balesha, Betchila, doesn't matter day or night, Vivorach Zman al Asuka. It's a brilliant answer. Nicholas Lesha, Vivorach Shtayim, for sure, is only if you didn't make a Baruch Mishas Asiya. Then if you go in the first time by day. But, if you did make a Baruch Mishas Asiya, then you're only going to make a shechiyon if you go at night, and if you go by day, lo psika le milsa. I was a much better terrace. Sounds like a beautiful. Rashi, because the writer Rashi was like Tosis, he has a brilliant refutation of this too. Meiridik, lo kashimidi. Look at this, brilliant. Yeshav de svirle, the marbis man de yom. Listen carefully, watch this. The marbis man de yom. Listen, if a shechiyon is a shechiyon of yontav of sukkis, lo avi pligi. Have a kuli alma modim this man machagach sukkah, as the Rosh says. Shlola hafzik means man the kiddush kevin lo koya sukkah. Meiridik. You know what he's saying? He's saying, why did Rashi say in Afnun Vav that we're referring to a case where he didn't make a bracha originally? Because not the pshat, as the Bach said, because if you made a bracha originally, there's no shechiyanu at all on sukkahs. No. there is a Shechayanu, but the Shechayanu is only Shechayanu on the Chag, not on the Mitzvah. And if it's on the Chag, not on the Mitzvah, then everyone agrees. Watch again one more time. If it's on the Chag and not on the Mitzvah, everyone agrees that you make a bracha on the Shechayanu first. The whole Svar Gemara, Mitzvah the Yom, it's not a Chiyuv of the Yom of Sukkah. It's on the, only on your. Seems to me he did a great job, the Eliyahu Rabbah, of knocking off everything the Bach said. Everything. Seems to me it should come out. We should really say, have a dragon fruit on the second night of Sukkot. How do you get out of this? Rebbe said, take a look at Bi'alocha Elam. Bi'alocha Elam. I'm really at a loss. I have to tell you, I'm not sure. I don't plan to do it, but the question is, why not? Bi'alocha Ella. Ella Shanu. Everyone with me? Tarma Bi'alocha. V'imbibir Shechayana B'shas Asiyah. V'stapim Prima Godim. Im Shuv Yavarach Zma B'shas Kiddush Al-Yomtev. V'stapim was that. Toysvis and the Rosh and the Ran and the Kolbo and Orchas Chaim say Lo Yavarach. But according to whom? The Rambam and the Ramban and the Ritva, Yavarech. Umasi came in the Savit Plukta, who lo Yavarech, the Savit Brochas Lahakel, Bikura Yaakov. So on the one hand, behold, Savit Brochas Lahakel, Rabosai. So we pass in like Toysus, at least Mishim Savit. We also switch the Brochas around, the Mechaber says, against the Bnei Yivrah. You put two and two together, there shouldn't be any Shechayanu at all on the second night. So we understand very well why some people are going to take a fresh fruit for the Shechayanu. Yeah. So we don't know. So the Kolbo gave his teretz what he had Kavana for. Right, let's take a look over he calls the Kolbo. Watch this. Oh, Shuv Matosi B'Kolbo. He quotes it verbatim. It's verbatim. I don't have to see it inside. He quotes it verbatim. Zelashona. Yei sholim, lama mevarchin shechayana b'leklab alel sheni, migar mishas asiya sukkah. That's our kasha. Should be any shechayana. Should have a fruit. V'tiritz, ayin shom. Now here it's not verbatim. I don't know what to say. Say loshem. The gora v'gora, shum lechiborach b'larishin niskavenu mishum shayom hu ikar mitzvaso v'shem ayad lemocha v'chein tzorach levarach b'lel sheni ad kan l'sholo. It sounds like it's a direct quote. V'nirisha, du'adin, k'shemavarach al sukkah b'yom rishin, the yom eino pota klal zman d'leil sheni. The kema the eina yom shas asiya, mechaven shayom mekayim ikar mitzvah eino pota zman d'yom. V'daylan of noma de pota zman d'sukkah atzal b'yom sheni, v'duk. V'lokas v'ot shu, against the Bach. That's what he's quoting. I ask you a shayla. And if I have it in mind, then it's different. I'll have it in mind sukkah too. So do we know Shechayanu the second night? That's the problem. So the Michtam quotes the Hashlama. Right? So I read you the Michtam before, and I wanted to show it on the screen. I can't. Now we read the Hashlama. Let's read the Michtam one more time. Second time, maybe it's we'll get into the head a little bit better. Then we'll do the Hashlama, and then I have to have Hashlama the Shir. But I'm afraid at the end of the day I'm not going to have a good terrace, so you have to come up with a better terrace for tomorrow. I'll quote you. You have a good terrace. First read the Michtam. Yesh Sholin. This is almost verbatim from here. I'm using my hand. You check here. Lama Mavarach and Shechana Klav Lel Sheni Mi Gara Lel Rishon Mishas Asiyas HaSukkah Ibir Shechiyonu Mishas Asiyas HaSukkah Leyachzi Mavarach B'Kiddush HaLakos. Basically the same kasha. V'tirit, Arav Bala Shloma. In, Gora V'Gora. See? That's some words are the same. Why? Mishum. The ki barich bilel rishin niskaven hu shayom hu ikar mitzvaso. V'shema eino ad lemochor l'kach tzorach levorech bilel sheni. That's where the quote ends over here in the Kolbo in the Eli Rabbah. And I read you five more words, six more words.
V'hatam hazeh hu belulav gamke. What is he talking about? What does he mean? V'hatam hazeh hu belulav gamke. Then he asked, then he goes on, the Mechtam asks, why, what happened to Shechar on the Yontif? What does he answer? This is not found in the Oli Rabbah. Kevin Shabir, which has a CS a sukkah, the Ike Yomta of Zem is Shemsukkah, Birchas has sukkah ololo, the Yomta of the sukkah. Then he turns around and says, Im Lawacha Besukkah Belel Rishin, Mishim Kushamin, of Onas Acher, Lobir Shechar Yonah, which has a CS a sukkah, Mavarach also Bishasha Mekadesh Alakos, Besok Besok Ashayam Yovim, Ukshiyaz of the Mocher, or Beyom Acher, Beyaskal Lechel Besukkah. As the Rambam said, it's a mafurish like the Eliyahu Rabbah, but the two are not contradictory. What do you see? Eliyahu Rabbah said, Sukkah includes Yontif, Yontif doesn't include Sukkah. So what? Depends which comes first? Who's on first? What's going on over here? That's what comes out. If you make the Shech on the Sukkah first, there's no bracha on the Yontif. If you make a bracha on the Yontif first, there'll be a bracha later on the sukkah. That's what comes out. So the Bach said, wait, kill two birds with one stone. He said, no, not b'chiv to wait. It's not called the bracha shen etzricha. I'm going in order. What's the lumbus, Rabbi Yosef? What is the lumbus? It's hard to understand. So I thought, go back to what I said at the beginning of the shiur, and I'm going to need you for the last step, which I still don't have. Until the last step, I think we're going to be okay. Rabbi Yosef, this man asiya sukkah is a long zman. Starts 30 days before Yontif, ends on Hashanah Rabbah. Shechiyonu v'kiyomonu v'kiyonu lazman hazeh. It's 37 days man. It's a long zman. Tkufas mitzvah sukkah. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, you live to that, to see the day. Make shechiyonu lazman hazeh. Very good. Fine. It's all included v'kiyomonu lazman hazeh. So therefore, pat is zman of regel, because zman of regel falls out in that range of 37 days. Day number 30 happens to come out, it's the first night service. So he took care of it already. He's the longest man. Okay, fine. But our minhag is not that way. We postpone our Shechiyonu until Kiddush, the first night of Sukkot. As you said, the beginning of the Shia. We are restricting the words of Man Hazeh to a much shorter period of time. We lopped off the first 29 days. We lopped off from the 15th of Elul to the 14th of Tishrei. We could have made a Shechiyonu any time with that, with Bila Sukkah. No. We're going to restrict ourselves. Starting, we're only going to start when, Rabbi Yosef, when? We're starting when, Rabbi Yosef, when? On the first night of Sukkot, which on our calendar will say, big letters, 15. 15. On both sides, what if it's 14? We have to always make believe it's 14. That's all Sfeg of the Yoma, right? Rosh Hashanah, we kept 2 days. Maybe day 2 is day 1. Maybe day 15 is 14. And then for 16 is 15. And maybe the week later, the same story. So maybe it's 14. What does it mean? So it seems that he's restricting himself to the 14. So let's go slow. According to the Baal HaShlomo, he says the kavana is for the Yom Tov. As we saw before, that's what we have over here. Ki baruch l'rishin tiskavna b'shem shayom v'ikar mitzvaso, and it won't work until tomorrow. Rabosai, if this is correct, you have to make a zman unto sheni. What should come first, unto sheni? This is right. Sukkah. Why? He's saying klar. And you make a bracha on the first night, your kavanah is not for the mitzvah of sukkah, the kavanah is for the yom tov of sukkahs only. And maybe it's not until tomorrow. That's why Shechiyonu is warranted the next day. Well, guess what? Shechiyonu is warranted the next day
It's also should come after, it should come after the sukkah, because your shachianu is only primarily going on the yontif. Yeah. So, and the yontif may not be until the next day. True, it also takes care of the mitzvah of sukkah, but only the mitzvah of the sukkah when it's yontif. So the he's restricting himself to yontif. So yontif is not only, may start tonight, may start tomorrow night. So therefore, same as if in case yontif starts tomorrow night, he was restricting himself to make the bracha on yontif. So the shachianu, nothing counted, nothing counted. Not the kiddush, not the station for sukkah, not the shachianu. It's all in theory bracha levatolah. It's all on the 14th. Okay, you got to repeat the whole thing on the 15th. That makes very perfect sense according to the Bnei Yivro. The problem is we don't follow the Bnei Yivro. So before I try to answer, I want to read you the Hashlam. I didn't read it yet. We had a kasha on the words that we found over here. Hatam hazehu belulav gamkein. Lulav gamkein. What's the lulav? What's the difference with lulav, this whole thing? So you have to look on the Hashlam. Rabosai, hold on. Hashlam. If you have a chance between now and tomorrow to look up both of these sources, we'll put them on the desk. The Mikhtam and the Hashlamah. Watch this. The same words. Same words. But it starts totally different. You make a lulav, shei shachianu. Fine. Watch. So if you make a shachianu when you make the lulav, you don't make a shachianu when you take the lulav. That's clear in the Gemara. But the meaning today, we don't make a shachianu when we make the lulav, we make it when we take the lulav. Fine. Fact there, v'chitema migora yom rishon mishas asiyasa, amay mevorach biyom sheni. He made a bracha on Shem. We saw it in the rush. He made a shachianu on the second day of lulav also, which we don't do. So he wants to know why. Let's say the gevaldik svara that even if the yom rishon is chol, it's no worse than the shas asiya. Yeah, in gari vigari, and look at these words. Mishum, watch this. Gari Yomishan, Gari Vigari, means Yomishan Eina Kavana. Watch this. Eina Kavana, Ela Shayom Uika Mitzvaso, Vishema Eino Ika Mitzvaso Ad Yom Sheni. Can't tell about Yom Sheni. So the same words that I talked over here about Sukkah are found in Hashlam originally by Lulav. Although you can make a bracha b'shas asiyas halulav. When you took the lulav on the first day, you wanted to constrict the word b'zman hazeh to yontif. Maybe it's not yontif. So you should make a bracha yontif sheni, because that's when yontif starts, going to the sveik of the yoma. Who adin what shavu l'sukkah? Then he asks the kasha, what about yontif? And he answers, ika yomta mishum sukkahu, kemish shabir b'shaz asiyah all the sveik of the yomtif. And he says the same thing as the rabbi said. If you didn't eat in the sukkah the first night, it rained, yeah, shechem by kiddush, and then when you get in the next night, you make shechem the next day, you make shechem yonah again when you eat in the sukkah b'shem sukkah. It's mamish the same thing against the bach. They're all saying the same thing. But so I can completely understand the shita if you all have b'nei evro. The problem is the rush is against b'nei evro, so you have to start. You got to start to thread the needle, and I'm unable to articulate it properly, so I need a Tamina to help me out. We're saying it's like this. The Rush holds that the Shechianu that you made on the first day is no worse than Shas Asiyas HaSukkah, and therefore you reverse the order, not like the Bnei Yivro. So that's the Rush. So I want to explain that Zman HaZeh Anushit. We have two possibilities before what Zman HaZeh means. Either means the sukkah season, 37 days worth, right? You make it for you. Or what I'll call the yontif season. That starts when yontif begins. When does yontif begin? I don't know. Maybe next Wednesday night, maybe next Thursday night. I don't know. Svek of the yom. The Rosh has tried a third sheet. I'm constricting my Zman. It doesn't start when I build a sukkah. It starts, listen carefully please, it starts when I sit in the sukkah for the purpose of mitzvah. Is the yontif or not? I don't know. I'm non-committal. Even if next Wednesday night is not yontif, it should only starts Thursday night. Doesn't matter. The halacha requires me to sit in the sukkah on Wednesday night. So that's the tchilas hazman. That's the zman hazeh. And that's why on the second night we flip the order. Why do we flip the order? From the perspective of the shechiyana on the sukkah, you took care of it, the shechiyana on the sukkah, on the first night. Even the first night is not yontif yet. That's not what the rush said. So far, so good. So I pulled the blanket in this direction. Sorry? Yeah, sure. We had two possibilities what the Zman Hazeh means. Either it means 37 days, I called it. Zman Simcha Seyed, Zman Sukkah season. 30 days to build it and 7 to sit in it. But you can also build it. Right? Or it means Yontif. I'm restrict the fact that our minig is to postpone it, we restrict the definition of Zman Hazeh to the days of Yontif. Good. That's what the Kolbo and the Hashlama and the Michtam are all saying in different ways. According to them, Rabosai, what you come on is two things. One, that the second night of Sukkot, what should you do? Sukkah v'achar zman, because the first Shechiyana was no good. I could have done it a month ago, but I decided not to. I started to postpone until Yontif. He also says a Chiddush, you have to make a Shechiyana on the second day of the Lulav. Why not? Because I postponed this Zman Hazeh Lulav to Yontif. It's not Yontif. That's true. But Afal Pikein.
So only Zman Chayav in the Shechiyana, because I'm still in the zone of the Rises. I'm out of the zone of the Rises when it comes to the
Lulav. True. It's true.
But
we're living in a world of make believe, Sfeika the Yom. As if make believe today is only day 50.
No, but the only time I'm in the Shechiyana is there, but we have the Sfeika.
You love the first day of Sukkot is the Raisa.
No,
it's
a
Shechiyana.
The second day
is Friday. But if we make believe it's the first day.
No, but I have a potential for Rav
one. I understand. I hear.
I never have that.
Okay. You guys, we pass that we do not make a bracha Shechiyana on the second day.
Okay,
I understand. So, there's consistency, Rabbi, saying all these gedolim, Michtam, Kolbo, Ashlam, but they're all from Provence. So they're all in the same general sheet. They would hold, like Chachmei Ivro. Maybe Ivro is in southern France too. I don't know where it is. You look over here. I thought it was in northern France. You look it up for where Ivro is. I don't think it's down there. I think it's up higher. I don't know how to spell it, but you look it up. Okay? Okay, not now. For tomorrow. And they also would probably hold your Mekel Shechem on the Lulav. Second day. The Rush quotes that from these kinds of Rishonim. You know, I don't know if this exact names he quotes over here, that Rush. Provincial names maybe also. Fine. But we don't hold that. We do flip the order, and we don't make Shecha on the second day. So we have to split the difference and say a new thing, not this man of 37 days, not this man of Yontif, this man of the time you sit in the Sukkah, de facto. Whether it's day 15, whether it's day 14, that's when this man begins. That I understand. But then only one problem. The problem is, if that's the case, why is there a Shecha Yonu on the second night at all? Because I decided, by me, Zman Hazeh begins with this, when I sit in the Sukkah de facto. Not when it's Yontif, not when I built it, a new in between. So why do we say that that's good enough, that we should tell us that for that reason, we say on the one hand, that you already took care of the Shechiyanu on the midst of Sukkah, even if it's Chol, and therefore the next day is Zman Mechakach Sukkah, on the one hand, you follow what I'm saying? It's no worse than Chol. But on the other hand, we don't say that if that's the case, you shouldn't make a bracha of Shechiyanu at all on the second night. Why? Why should you not make it? Because you already took care of this Zman Hazeh of Sukkah on the first night, which may be the 14th night. So then, there should be no Shechiyanu at all. Why not? Because you decide that Zman Hazeh of the Shechiyanu of Sukkah/Sukkot starts Wednesday night. I don't care what the Hebrew date is, 15 or 14. So instead of saying, as the Rush did say, that it took care of the of the Zman and Sukkah, and therefore the next day is Zman Machakach Sukkah, say better. Say there is no Zman. Because the Rosh Hashanah is like Tosfos. If you made a Shechem B'Shachar Asiyas HaSukkah, there's no Shechem Yonah at all the first night. That's my kasha. I'll stop here because I'm out of time. If you have an answer for me before tomorrow, let me know. Tomorrow she has regular time. I want to just finish this quickly, one with the other, and start the sugya of Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Maybe even go as far as we can go. And then we have Thursday morning is a shiur at 9:15 until 10:30. Thursday night, 11:45, we're saying another shiur. So if we don't finish all the Ramakomas until Thursday morning, we'll the last piece Thursday. So I'm going to give you these, please put us on.